Welcome to the AIN Suns Daily Brief. I'm Maya, and joining me, as always, is our lead analyst, Theo. Today, we're discussing a significant development from OpenAI that has implications for every business leveraging artificial intelligence.
That's right, Maya. On August 18th, OpenAI announced a pause in some of its frontier reinforcement learning training runs. CEO Sam Altman stated this decision was made because the pace of AI capability advancement is outstripping the industry's ability to ensure safe and secure deployment. This move sends ripples across the global artificial intelligence landscape, signaling that the responsible adoption of AI is becoming paramount for businesses, impacting everything from vendor selection to internal governance frameworks.
So they're intentionally slowing down. What specifically prompted this pause, and what does frontier reinforcement learning mean in this context?
OpenAI's internal assessment indicated extremely rapid model progress. They suspended certain training runs and confirmed their largest planned run is on hold, along with any workloads not meeting new internal security requirements. Reinforcement learning is a core component of many advanced AI systems, allowing models to learn by interacting with an environment and receiving feedback, acquiring complex behaviors. The concern is that emergent behaviors and rapid learning trajectories in these systems are creating significant safety challenges, with their upcoming Astra model reportedly nearing critical cyber attack capabilities.
Critical cyber attack capabilities? That's a serious concern. What are the practical implications for businesses and technology leaders who are either deploying or developing advanced AI systems?
This pause elevates AI safety from an ethical consideration to a critical procurement risk. Businesses must now rigorously question their AI providers about monitoring capabilities, alignment infrastructure, and security protocols, especially for autonomous systems, ensuring solutions are demonstrably safe and controllable. OpenAI also estimates a safety tax of roughly 20% of inference compute for monitoring its models. This overhead illustrates the significant resources already dedicated to safety and implies potential future cost increases for deploying highly capable AI. This precedent, set by a market leader, could influence other labs to prioritize safety over speed.
A safety tax certainly adds a new dimension to AI budgeting. Beyond the costs, what are some of the broader risks and opportunities this shift presents for enterprises?
On the risk side, we could see a slower pace of advanced AI deployment, increased costs due to stringent development and compliance, and a more complex vendor due diligence process. There's also the potential for safety washing by some vendors and a likely surge in demand for AI safety experts, creating a talent gap. However, opportunities include enhanced trust and reliability in AI systems, accelerated standardization making responsible adoption easier, clearer regulatory frameworks like the EU AI Act reducing uncertainty, and competitive differentiation for companies prioritizing safety.
It sounds like a pivotal moment for the industry, shifting towards a more measured approach. Theo, thank you for breaking down these complex developments for us.
My pleasure, Maya.
That's all for today's AI & Sons Daily Brief. For the full article and validated sources, visit AINSUNS.com. We'll see you tomorrow.